Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Ralph Topham with Work-Life Connections, EAP. I'm talking today with Sandy McMahon. She's been working with people here at Vanderbilt who have needed housing after the flood. Sandy, what sort of things are still out there that they might consider doing or keeping in touch with so that as they go through this ongoing process, they can still make contact with the various agencies that are out there to help them?
Well, obviously, we're very fortunate here in this area in that FEMA and the SBA, Small Business Administration, staffs have extended the times that people can make application for those grants and loans.
Well, that's good.
Until
that's a good thing.
It's a wonderful thing, and that date has been extended until August the 5th.
August 5th.
It's very important for people to understand. Most people, I think, have availed themselves of the FEMA grants, but it's very important that they realize that SBA is another important step that they need to take. Need to go ahead and make application for the SBA loan, even if they don't intend to or don't want to accept that loan if they're approved. This is a stepping stone in their then being available or having available additional funds through FEMA and the We Are Home program, which is the new program that Metro Nashville-Davidson County is making available to folks. And that program is there to actually bridge that gap between what is already available to folks through FEMA and SBA and the actual cost of rebuilding their homes or repairing their homes. So that's very important that everyone who can go ahead and take advantage of the SBA.
So even if I didn't want to take on another loan because of previous debt or whatever, I have to go through that application process, in a sense, to get into the queue, to get into
exactly.
the line for,
exactly.
these other agencies.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that may be something I wasn't aware of.
Right.
How's the website been? Is there other things that we might do to help them with the Vanderbilt, say, /flood website, which has been so helpful to many people?
Mm-hmm. It has been, and it's been a tremendous help to me. I go on there a couple of 3 times daily and check it out myself because the committee who's been working on that website and all has just done a great job. Again, the folks who have been affected by this natural disaster have so much on their plates. They're just inundated right now. They're trying to work. They're trying to keep their families together. They're trying to help their children to have as normal a summer as they can.
Oh, yeah.
In completely abnormal circumstances. And doing all those things, making applications, seeing to repairs of their homes and all, it might not be realistic to expect that they are going to be able to go to the website and do the computer work and email work that they would under normal circumstances.
No.
So whatever we can do to make this information available to people and to make it available to them repeatedly and in different formats along with the website, I think is going to be crucial right now because they're dealing with a tremendous amount of information and information overload, as well as dealing with just the details of everyday life and work and also whatever all of us can do to remind people that, oh, have you thought about this? Have you done this? Have you availed yourself of this and that opportunity in the community? When you hear about it, let them know because it's just a very, very stressful time for folks.
I can imagine. I can see people coming home from work. They have a dinner. They've got house repairs that they're involved in. They've got family issues they're involved in. They've got stacks of bills and receipts and heaven knows what else that they're involved with between the insurance companies and the mortgage companies and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
The paperwork at home just must be incredible. And then to think about sitting down and reading through a lot of material for additional information would be daunting. Well, Sandy, thank you. I appreciate your time and getting this information out so that we as a community can work with the people who have been so severely struck by this and other things that do happen to us here and can reach out and help people as they ask us for help as they need to locate the resources they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ralph. It's been a great opportunity to work here at Vanderbilt during this period of time, and I would certainly encourage everyone to continue to reach out to each other And for those folks who have been victims of this flood, to take care of themselves and certainly to avail themselves of the work-life connections, folks, because I think that's an excellent opportunity and resource that's available to all Vanderbilt employees.
Well, thank you for that, Sandy. Mm-hmm. You take care.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu. That health and wellness is all one word. Thank you again.